段经文是他祷告的一部分。
But before we read them, let's pray together.
我们先一起来祷告。
Lord, we do come to you today with happiness in our hearts.
主啊，今天真的是带着喜乐来到你面前。
We thank you that you love us.
谢谢你爱我们。
We thank you that we have a Savior.
谢谢你，我们有一个救主。
We thank you that if we believe in Jesus, we're not condemned.
谢谢你，我们如果相信耶稣，我们就不被定罪。
We pray today, Lord, that your Spirit would be in our midst.
主啊，求你今天圣灵就在我们当中。
And you would fill us with your love.
用你的爱来充满我们。
And your peace.
用你的平安来充满我们。
And your joy.
还有你的喜乐。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
I'd like to have two people read. Who would like to read the English and who wants to read the Chinese? From verse 13 to 16.
请两位志愿帮我们念一下今天的经文，一个念英文，一个念中文。约翰福音17章13到16节。
Who's going to do the English? Okay, Aaron. And who'll do the Chinese? Let's have the Chinese first.
喜乐，我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, so that they may have my joy made full in themselves.I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
I grew up in a very interesting place in Florida.
我从小长大的地方是一个很有意思的一个地方哦，是在佛罗里达州。
Because my house was right across the river from the Kennedy Space Center.
我们家哦，离那个甘乃迪太空中心就只隔着一条河。
So people would come from all over the world to sit on our front yard to watch everything go up in the air.
所以全球各地的人都会来我们家前院坐在那边看火箭升空哦。
I mean, we would have hundreds of people camping out in our front yard.
真的是几百人到我们家院子在那边露营哦，就为了要看那个。
My mom would fix sandwiches and lemonade and go down and serve everybody.
我妈妈就会做三明治，做柠檬汁啊，请大家吃啊。
And over the year that we just spent in the United States, I was back in my hometown living three doors down from where I grew up.
那这次我们回去一年，就是回到我的家乡，就离我原来老房子隔三栋房子的距离而已。
I saw all of the Apollo missions.
所以我就是亲眼看到所有这些所有那个阿波罗号这些火箭啊的升空着陆我都看过了。
And I've seen about 30 shuttles go up and land.
我看过13次的太空梭升降。
We had two of them go up this year while we were there.
今年我们回去的时候还看过两次。
Now, growing up near the Space Center caused me to wonder about one thing.
在这个太空中心附近长大常让我想到会思想一件事情。
Are we alone in this universe?
我们在这个宇宙真的只有我们吗?
Have we ever been visited by aliens from another world?
到底有没有外星人来造访过我们地球?
And if we have been visited, are they still here?
那如果他们有来过，现在还在吗?
How would we tell them apart?
那我们怎么看得出来谁是外星人?
How can you tell who is of this world and who is not of this world?
我们怎么去分辨谁是这个世界的人，谁不是?
How do you know if you've ever shaken hands with an alien?
你怎么知道你有没有跟外星人握过手?
Well, when you come to John chapter 17, you find that our world has been visited by someone who didn't come from this planet.
可是你看约翰福音17章，我们就可以看到，曾经有一个不属于这个地球的人来到这个地球上。
The very Son of God, Jesus Christ, has come into the world.
他就是上帝的儿子耶稣基督，他来到这个地球上。
Not as a skinny, gray-skinned, short, funny-looking creature with a big head.
他来的时候并他的造型并不是个那种瘦巴巴灰色的皮肤，长得个子又小，然后长相滑稽，然后顶着一个大头那种形象。
But God came into the world as a human being.
上帝来到这世上的时候，他是用人的形象出现。
God with skin on.
他是有人的形象。
Completely human, but yet not at all from this world.
他是百分之百的人，可是却不是不属于这世界的人。
Now when we come to John chapter 17, we see that there's something amazing that Jesus says.
我们在约翰十七章看到耶稣讲了一句很特别的话。
He says that because he is not from this world, then all those who believe in him are also not from this world.
耶稣说因为他不属于这个世界，所以所有信耶稣的人也不属于这个世界。
In other words, if you believe in Jesus and if you are in Christ's church, then you are alien to this planet.
换句话说，如果你是相信耶稣的人，你是属于他教会的人，你就是这个世界上的外星人。
I'd like you all to stand up.
所以请所有的外星人站起来。
Shake hands with the person next to you.
跟你旁边的外星人握手。
Do you realize you might have just shaken hands with an alien? Please be seated.
你们想到，也许你旁边那个人，你跟你握手那个人真的是外星人。
Now, even as I say this, I'm conscious of the fact that often it's very difficult to tell the difference between the people who are of this world and the people who are Jesus' disciples who are not of this world.
不过，其实我们如果要分辨谁是属耶稣的人，或谁不是属耶稣的人，这两种人其实有时候很难分辨。
So then what are the distinguishing characteristics of Christian aliens?
所以基督徒外星人到底有什么重要的特征呢？
How do you tell a Christian from a non-Christian?
你怎么去分辨基督徒跟非基督徒呢？
How do you spot the aliens in your midst?
你怎么在你们当中去找出认出谁是外星人？
Now, if we were dealing with other religions, it would be easier to tell who was the person from the other religion.
如果是别的宗教的话，很容易分辨是不是他们的信徒。
For example, how could we tell if a man was Islamic who came in here?
比如说我们要怎么看出一个人是不是回教徒？
Okay. Maybe he wouldn't eat our lunch.
如果我们当中有回教徒，他可能就不会吃我们提供的午餐了。
What if...A woman walked in and she was a Muslim.
那如果是一个回教徒妇女进来，我们怎么样可以一眼看出她是回教徒呢？
Could you tell?
看不看得出来？
Right, because of her head covering.
因为她会戴头纱。
What if a Orthodox Jewish person came in?
那如果是一个犹太正教徒进来，我们怎么样可以认出她呢？
Could you tell? How?
怎么认？
Okay, might be a hat, might be a beard.
可能是戴着那个黑帽子，或者是满脸大胡子。
But the point I'm making is that in other religions, it's often easy to tell who they are because of what they wear.
从别的宗教，我们很容易从他们的服装看出他们是那个宗教的信徒。
But when you come to this passage in John chapter 17, you see that the distinguishing mark of a Christian is not what we wear.
可是我们从约翰福音十七章这段经文看出来，基督徒最大的特色不在于他穿着打扮。
There is one characteristic that sets Christians apart from everyone else.
基督徒与众不同的一个特点是
And we can say it's a mental condition.
是属于内在的一个状况。
It's not something physical about our bodies, it's something about our spiritual condition.
不是跟外表有关，而是跟内在有关。
And in this passage, Jesus tells us what it is.
耶稣在这段经文告诉我们是什么。
It's joy.
就是喜乐
Alien joy
不属于这个世界的喜乐
Joy that is not from this world
不是来自这个世界的喜乐
Now what is joy?
喜乐到底是什么
Is it the same as happiness?
跟快乐一样吗
What do you think?
你觉得呢
How do you tell the difference?
怎么分辨喜乐跟快乐
Well,Happiness comes from circumstances.
快乐是某一个情况让你觉得快乐。
It's situational.
是一种跟处境有关系。
Something happens to you and you're happy.
有件事情发生了，你觉得很快乐。
I can think of many things, like you get your test paper back and you made 100.
比如说你考试考100分，很快乐。
Or you lose your wallet and then find that someone was nice and then found it and then brought it to your house.
比如说你的皮包掉了，结果有人很好心的送回来给你，你觉得很快乐。
So happiness is feeling good because of something that happened to you.
所以快乐是因为好事情发生在你身上，所以你觉得很舒服，很快乐。
But what's the problem with that?
那这个快乐的问题在哪里？
What happens if something bad happens?
如果不幸的事发生怎么办？
It's very easy for happiness to be here for a moment and then gone the next moment.
快乐很容易来了又走。
You think you've got something and then you realize, oh, I don't have it after all.
你以为你得到了什么好东西，就很快就发现其实没有。
So, happiness comes, it doesn't last too long, and it's easily replaced.
所以快乐来来去去，很容易被取代。
But joy is completely different.
可是喜乐完全不一样。
Joy is a deep contentment of the soul.
喜乐是你心里里面一种很深的一种满足。
That is so powerful that it causes you to think and to believe and to act like it doesn't matter what happens.
这种喜乐是威力十足，让你不管你周遭发生什么样的情况，都没有办法影响到你内心的境况。
And joy is a much higher emotion than happiness.
喜乐是比快乐更高的一种情感。
Now in the scripture, joy is often described around the event of childbirth.
在圣经常常用这个女人分娩生孩子来形容那种喜乐。
And there's a contrast between what happens when you're in labor and then what happens after the kid's out.
就是在妇女阵痛的时候跟孩子生出来之后那种喜乐那种痛苦跟喜乐的那种差别是很大的。
Now, there's not a whole lot of you here who have had babies naturally, by natural birth.
在做
natural birth, 自然的生孩子没有那么多。
在座没有很多人有过自然分娩的一个经验哈。
But if you've been there, you realize that there's a lot of things that happens before the joy comes.
不过你如果能够陪妇女生产，你就会目睹到那种喜乐，孩子生出来那一刻那种喜乐。
There's a lot of sadness and a lot of grief and a lot of pain before that kid comes out.
在阵痛的时候是非常痛苦的。
As a pastor, I've heard of women screaming things.And saying words and saying things about their husbands that I can't even repeat here during the moment of labor.
我是个牧师啊，我在那种妇女生产的时候，他们从他们口中出来那些话哈，真的是讲都讲，我都没有办法讲出口。
But then what happens after the baby's born?
可是孩子生下来之后呢？
Oh, she forgets that she said it.
马上就忘了她刚刚骂了什么话。
The husband never forgets.
可是他骂先生的那些话，这个先生永远忘不了。
But the wife looks at this little baby.
可是孩子，可是妈妈看到这个小婴儿的时候
，and sees, oh, he's got my ears.
哇，他的长得好像我。
He's got my husband's nose.
鼻子像我先生哎。
我的天哪！我的先生是外国人。So, the point is that you have this amazing sense of joy once you look at the kid, and the joy makes you forget everything else.
所以当孩子生下来那一刻，他那种喜乐实在大到让他忘记先前阵痛的那种痛苦。
Now look at verse 13.
看一下十三节。
In our passage today. Jesus says something about the joy.
耶稣谈到这个喜乐。
In speaking of his disciples, he prays that they might have his joy.
他为他的门徒祷告，希望他的门徒可以有他们的喜，有耶稣这种喜乐。
And that his joy might be made full in themselves.
希望这些门徒的心里面可以充满耶稣的喜乐。
Now, I found that very interesting because Jesus doesn't say, I want you to have joy.
我觉得这边很有意思哦，因为耶稣不只是说希望你们有喜乐。
Now bear with me for a moment.
请大家忍耐我一下。
It's been my experience, especially hearing people preach the gospel in Taiwan, is they often say, "Okay, you don't have joy, you don't have peace, you don't have happiness. Come to Jesus; He'll give you joy and happiness and peace."
我常听人家传福音的时候说，你没有喜乐，所以你要来信耶稣，你就会有喜乐。
But actually, in the Bible, joy and peace.Are very personal.
可是在圣经里面，这种喜乐跟平安是一种很个人的一种感受。
In other words, we're not seeking to become Christians to have our emotions change.
我们成为基督徒并不只是说要期待我们的感受会改变。
We become Christians because we have a relationship to God through Christ, and from that relationship, we then receive the joy, receive the peace.
我们成为基督徒，我们跟神建立的关系，从这个关系，我们自然可以得到那个喜乐。
I mention that because in this postmodern world that we live in, it seems as if everybody is just seeking some experience. I come to church because I want to feel good.
我讲这个是因为在这个后现代的时代里面，大家都会说啊，我来教会是因为我想要啊，觉得舒服一点。
Well, what was it that Jesus spoke to his disciples that gave his disciples his joy?
那耶稣到底跟门徒讲了什么，会让门徒这样喜乐呢？
If you turn back in John chapter 16, and look at verses 16 through 22, you find the answer.
如果你往回翻，翻到约翰福音16章16到22节，你就会看到耶稣讲了这段话，让门徒非常的喜乐。
Who wants to read that for us?
谁帮我们念一下这段经文？
It doesn't matter which language, but read it in one.
只要念一遍就好，英文或中文都可以。
有没有一个自愿？Now, let me share with you an illustration of what Jesus is talking about.
我分享一个例子来说明耶稣这边在讲什么。
I learned the meaning of these verses from my dog.
这段经文的含义哦，我是从我的那只狗身上才明白这段经文的含义。
Because here's what happens in the passage. Jesus comes to his disciples and he says, I'm leaving.
因为在这段经文里面，耶稣对门徒说，我要走了。
And they're like, whoa, where are you going?
他们就很惊讶，你要去哪里？
Can I go with you?
我们可以跟你去吗？
Jesus is like, no.
耶稣说不行。
I'm leaving.
我要走了。
And after 3 years of going all over the place, preaching the gospel, casting out the demons, healing people, doing all kinds of amazing things, they now find out that their teacher is leaving?
门徒跟随耶稣3年，跟着他上山下海，到处去传福音，医病赶鬼，跟他一起侍奉，结果现在耶稣要走了。
They were not happy about this.
他们当然很不高兴哦。
They were very sorrowful.
觉得很难过。
So Jesus tells them.
所以耶稣就跟他们讲。
But then that's not all he says to them. He says that he will come back again.
他说，他虽然说他要走了，可是他说我还会再回来。
In verse 20, he says, "Your sorrow will be turned to joy."
二十节说你们的忧愁会变为喜乐。
Verse 19.A little while and you will not behold me, and again and a little while and you will see me.
十九节，耶稣说，不久你们不会再看见我，再过不久你们还要看见我。
Well, here's how my dog taught me the meaning of this verse.
所以我这只狗就是帮助我了解这段经文到底是什么意思。
My dog is smart.
我的狗很聪明。
He understands over 100 words.
他懂大概超过100个字。
No, I'm serious, you know.
真的。
He knows the names of everybody in the family.
家里每个人的名字他都知道。
He knows certain commands like sit.
那有一些命令他也听得懂，比如说叫他坐下他都听得懂。
Stay.
或者叫他坐不动。
Come.
或者叫他来。
Dance.
叫他跳舞。
I mean, he understands the meaning of a whole lot of words.
他懂很多字的意思。
And when daddy says bye-bye,
可是当我跟他说拜拜的时候
And especially when I get my black carry-on suitcase out and start packing it in front of him, here's what the dog does.
尤其是当我把我黑色的行李箱拿出来打包准备要出远门的时候我的狗就会有这个反应。
He lays completely down on the ground.
他就整个人躺整只狗躺在地上。
And he refuses to look at me.
不肯看我。
And then I'm like, bye bye, Pedro. No response. It's just like he's dead.
跟他说拜拜，然后他就不理我，好像死了一样。
Until the point where I come back.
一直到我出门远门回家的时候。
And when I come back, he goes crazy.
我回来他就抓狂了。
He jumps up and down.
他就上下跳个不停。
He runs fast around the house.
在家里跑来跑去。
He pees on things he shouldn't pee on.
然后随便大小便。
I mean, he goes crazy.
然后真的整个就抓狂了。
Because he's so happy.
因为他实在太高兴了。
Because I came back.
因为我回来了。
Brothers and sisters, there's a reason why you can have joy.
弟兄姐妹，你们有一个原因让你们可以很喜乐。
It's because your Savior went to the cross.
因为你的救主为你上了十字架。
And you couldn't go there with him.
你没有办法跟他上十字架。
Because you're not perfect.
因为你不够完全。
And God needed a perfect offering in order to be able to remove sin from human beings.
上帝需要一个完美的人来牺牲才能够除掉世人的罪。
But after Jesus died,
就是耶稣死后,
3 days after that,
三天后呢,
he came back.
他复活了。
He appeared to his disciples.
他向他的门徒显现。
They touched him.
门徒还去触摸耶稣。
They ate the food on the beach that he had prepared for them.
他们还在海滩上吃耶稣为他们准备的早餐。
They walked with him on the Emmaus Road.
他们跟耶稣在以马忤斯的路上一起同行。
And that one experience changed their mental life and their spiritual condition for all eternity.
这样的一个经验彻底改变了门徒内心的境况。
Because they realized one thing.
因为他们明白到一件事。
That the thing that they had feared the most from the time that they were little children was not going to happen to them.
因为他们终于明白了他们从小到大最害怕的一件事情不会发生到他们身上。
And I'm speaking of death.
我讲的是死亡。
Everybody's afraid of dying.
每个人都怕死。
And then you wonder, what's going to happen?
你会想说死了后会怎么样?
Am I going to go to hell?
我会下地狱吗?
Well, here is Jesus. He comes back from the dead.
可是耶稣他从死里复活。
And he tells us, you will never die again if you believe in me.
而且他告诉我们,你们只要相信我就不会再死。
Because even if your body dies, you will be with me.
因为即使你们的身体死亡了,你们还是跟我同在。
And so because of this fact, the fact of the resurrection, Jesus Christ could give his disciples a joy.
因为耶稣复活了，所以他才能够给他的门徒这样的喜乐。
And that joy changes the way you look at everything else in the world.
这个喜乐彻底改变了你的世界观。
What about you today?
你今天的境况是怎么样呢?
Does the fact of the resurrection change your emotional life?
这个耶稣的复活有没有改变你的感受呢?
We're so much like the disciples.
我们跟门徒很像啊。
For example, in Luke chapter 10.
比如说路加福音十章。
The disciples are like us because the disciples like to rejoice because of certain things that happen.
门徒跟我们很像哦，也是常常因为处境发生一些好事情就觉得高兴。
Jesus sent all of his disciples out on a mission.
耶稣差他的门徒出去服事。
He sent them out to heal the people.
差他们出去医治病人。
To preach the gospel.
去传福音。
To cast out demons.
去赶鬼。
And when they came back, the disciples were so amazed.
那门徒回来的时候就每个人都觉得很惊讶。
And Jesus says to them, I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning.
耶稣就对他们说，我看见撒旦从天上掉下来像闪电一样。
And then he looks at them and he says, stop rejoicing over that.
然后耶稣就对门徒说，你们不要再因为这样喜乐。
He says, stop being happy over that.
不要再因为这些事情感到高兴。
He says, don't rejoice over this.
不要因为这些处境就在那边很快乐。
Now, this is a weird verse.
这一节经文很奇怪哦。
I mean, Jesus tells his disciples, go out, heal, cast out the demons, preach, do all these amazing things.
耶稣吩咐他的门徒出去传福音，出去医病，赶鬼，做行各样的神迹。
And they come back and they're all so happy.
所以他们回来以后就很高兴啊，因为他们行了许多神迹奇事。
And he says, stop.
可是耶稣却教他们说，你们不要这么高兴。
Shut up.
你们不要再讲了。
Don't be happy about that.
不要为这些事情感到高兴。
Why?
为什么呢?
He says, don't rejoice that the demons are subject to you. Instead, rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven.
他说不要因为这个撒旦服从你们的权柄就感到高兴。你们要高兴的是因为你的名已经被记录在天上了。
You see, brothers and sisters, that is where Christian joy comes from.
各位弟兄姐妹，这才是我们基督徒为什么会喜乐的原因。
It's knowing that the biggest thing that you need has already happened in Christ.
因为我们知道我们人生最大的需要，耶稣已经为我们成就了。
That when you believe in Him, your name is written in heaven.
当你相信耶稣，你的名就被记录在天上了。
And you're saved.
你就得救了。
And not Satan, not your parents, not your neighbor.Nobody can take it away from you.
不管是谁都没有办法夺走这样的一个救赎。
And Jesus says, that's something you ought to rejoice about.
所以耶稣说，因为这样的缘故，你就可以喜乐。
And let me tell you what I'm concerned about.
我告诉你，我今天担心的是什么。
Now what I'm about to say, unfortunately, is true about me personally, but it's also true of a lot of the churches I visited, and I would even say it's true of this church and some of the people in this church as well.
我要讲的这个现象我自己也有过我看过很多教会也是这样也许在座有些人也是这样的一个状况。
You see, joy is supposed to be the distinguishing mark of a Christian and of a Christian church.
喜乐应该是基督徒应该是教会最明显的一个记号。
But do you know what the biggest problem in the church is right now?
可是你知道今天教会最大的问题是什么吗?
It's not sexual sin, and that's a big problem enough.
并不是性方面的犯罪，这本身的问题就够严重了。
What's the biggest problem in church today?
教会今天最大的问题是什么？
It's depression.
就是沮丧。
What's the greatest problem with individual Christians today?
今天基督徒最大的问题是什么？
Depression.
就是沮丧。
You have so many reasons to be depressed.
因为这世界有很多原因让我们可以沮丧。
I mean, this morning I...went and had breakfast, I picked up the China Post and I read the China Post from cover to cover.
比如说今天早上去吃早餐的时候我买了一份中国邮报我就把它从头到尾看一遍。
And almost every single story in there would make you depressed.
几乎每一则新闻都会让你看了就觉得很沮丧。
There is a whole page spread on what global warming is doing.
有一整页都在讲这个全球暖化是什么。
It's killing the polar bears and the penguins.
已经危害到北极熊跟企鹅的生存了。
And it's going to get you too.
也会危害到我们的生存。
Eventually.
最后一定会危害到我们的生命。
And it's a real problem.
这是一个很大的问题。
There are car bombs in Iraq.
讲到伊拉克有汽车炸弹。
There is poverty in Africa.
在非洲贫穷是一个很大的问题。
There's war every place.
到处都有战争。
There is only one story in the China Post I found today that was happy.
今天的报纸上只有一则新闻，我觉得是一个快乐的新闻。
You know what it was?
知道是什么吗
？It was that. How many of you have ever been to Japan? Raise your hand.
多少人去过日本？举手。
Okay. If you've been to Japan, you will find out that Japan has very interesting toilets.
如果去过，你发现日本的那个马桶很有意思啊。
They are so different from mainland Chinese toilets, you can't imagine.
跟中国大陆的这个厕所很不一样，你没办法想象啊。
You go to China, you have a hole.
在中国大陆的厕所就是一个洞。
And God give you grace not to fall in while you're doing your business.
那上厕所的时候就求神保守，让你不要掉进去。
But then you go to Japan and you sit down on this toilet and it talks to you.
然后你去日本，你坐在马桶上，马桶会跟你讲话。
That's not all. And it has instructions and little buttons.
而且还有很多按钮，然后都有按钮的指示。
And okay.When you sit on the toilet, there's a button that when you hit the button, it will spray you on your hiney to make it nice and shiny.
那如果有一个按钮你按的话，它就会帮你冲水哦。
Well, the amazing thing, and the China Post picked up on this, the most wonderful thing ever is that those toilets are coming to you.
那这个中国邮报上这一则最令人振奋的消息就是这些马桶现在已经要进到台湾来了。
No, if you fly a Japanese airlines to Taiwan, they're coming to you.
如果你搭日本航空来台湾的话，这个飞机上就会有这样的。
Because the Japanese airlines are replacing their boring toilets with these state-of-the-art toilets.
所以啊，因为这个日本航空要把他们所有的马桶都换成最新的马桶。
But even in this one article in the China Post that was happy, there was something grievous in it.
可是即使 这样一个快乐的消息都有一个痛苦的一面。
And that's that the instructions are not in English.
就是那个使用说明不是英文啊。
I sat on one of those things yesterday.
我昨天就是坐在这日本的这个马桶上啊。
And when I hit the button, the first thing that happened was my butt got scalded as seething hot water came out shooting at me.
我按错钮，结果是那个很热的水啊，热水就冲上来了。
And then I didn't know how to cut it off. I wanted to get away from the water, so I moved up, and then it's shooting out from the back of the toilet.
那我不知道怎么把它关掉，我就站起来，结果那个水就把那个厕所弄得都湿掉了。
So even in this wonderful story, there's something depressing.
连这么一个好消息里面也有令人沮丧的一面呢。
Stupid tourists like me will get burnt when they sit on the pot.
像我这么笨的人，没办法读。只是那个使用说明的人就会被烫伤。
Look around this world today.
看看今天这个世界。
And then look in your life.
再看看你自己的人生。
There's an awful lot to make you depressed.
真的有很多可以沮丧的理由。
Take a trip to China and see migrants who have no jobs trying to feed their babies by going to a trash can and foraging for food.
你看去中国大陆看很多的人从他们的省份就是迁居到城市要找工作然后可是找不到工作他们只好从垃圾堆里面去翻食物给他们的孩子吃。
Think about your life today.
想想看你自己的人生。
There's a lot to make you depressed.
可能有很多事情让你觉得很沮丧。
For example, most of you will never have enough money to buy your own house.
比如说在座可能大多数人都没有办法有存到足够的钱可以买房子。
And I hate to say this, but some of you are never going to get married.
或者说，在座可能有些人永远不会，这辈子都不会结婚。
And if you get married, you may not have kids.
就算你结婚了，也许你不能生孩子。
Or if you have kids, there might be something wrong with them.
可是就算你生了孩子，可能孩子也会有问题。
Or they might shame you.
或者让你觉得很没面子。
There are so many things that are bad that can happen to you and that will happen to you.
很多不幸的事情都可能临到你身上。
Will you get depressed?
那你要因为这样就觉得沮丧吗？
You see, Jesus says something amazing about this joy.
耶稣对他这样的喜乐，他有一个很特别的描述。
He tells his disciples that because he went away and because he came back, that now their joy was so full that nobody could steal their joy away.
耶稣说因为他离开之后还会再回来所以他们心里面那种喜乐是没有人能够 夺走的
The point is this
他的重点是
If you understand this joy
如果你能够明白这样的喜乐
If you have it in your heart
如果你心里有这样的喜乐
Then it lifts you out of your depression
就可以帮助你度过沮丧
And it gives you a perspective that never allows you to fall as far as you might think
就会让你有正确的人生观，你就不会跌得很惨。
I mean, think about the worst thing that could happen to you.
想想看，最惨的遭遇有可能是什么呢
？You walk out of this place today.
可能就是你今天离开后呢
？And every single one of you are hit by a bus.
每个人都被车子撞死。
And you're all dead.
那大家都死了。
So what?
那又怎么样呢
？So what?
那又怎么样呢
？If your name is written in heaven.And Jesus is your Savior, and that eternal joy has been placed in your life. Then, even if the worst thing that could possibly happen happens, so what?
如果你的名字已经被记录在天上，如果耶稣是你的救主，那如果你心中已经有这样的一个喜乐，那就算你今天就走了，那又怎么样呢
？It never ceases to amaze me reading through as I read through the Bible how often this point comes up.
我常常觉得很惊讶哦，每次读圣经的时候，常常就会看到这一点。
For example, Joel wants us to read through Romans.
比如说，Joel 鼓励我们读罗马书。
And if you read according to the plan, then this week you'll be reading through Romans 5.
如果你照这个进度来读，这个礼拜会读到第五章。
And Romans chapter 5 says something amazing.
罗马书五章讲了一句很特别的话。
It says that because we have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ by grace through faith, that therefore we have joy.
他说因为我们透过耶稣基督跟神建立关系所以我们因着信我们靠着恩典我们就可以有这样的喜乐。
But then going on in Romans 5, it says, and not only this, there's something else here.
可是第五章又讲说还不止这样子哦。
Not only this, we rejoice in our tribulations.
我们还会因我们的苦难而感到喜乐。
Now, how many of you rejoice in your tribulations?
有多少人在苦难当中可以觉得喜乐呢？
I failed my test.
我考试不及格。
I'm so happy!
我好高兴哦。
My boyfriend left me.
我男朋友抛弃我了。
Hallelujah!
赞美主。
My girlfriend told me to get lost.
我女朋友抛弃我了。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
What about it? Does your faith make a difference?
你的信仰是不是帮助你能够面对这样的情况呢？
Where the rubber meets the road and the tire of your life, does Jesus and his joy show through?
当不幸的事临到你的时候，你可以看见耶稣的生命在你身上吗？
Because if it does, then that's going to affect the church. If your joy shines in your life, it will affect everyone else in the church.
如果耶稣的喜乐可以从你身上散发出来，就会影响到我们整个教会。
And then our church will influence this world.
然后我们的教会就可以影响到这个世界。
So let me ask you today.
所以今天我要问各位。
Are you an alien?
你是一个外星人吗？
Do you have this alien joy that comes from Jesus that's not from this world and not from your circumstances?
你心里面有没有这一股不属于这个世界，是来自耶稣的这一股喜乐呢？
You see, this is the whole reason why God sent His Son into the world.
上帝差他的儿子来到世上，就是要给我们这样的喜乐。
It's so that you would share in His joy.
让你可以跟别人分享他的喜乐。
And that joy would be full.
而且这个喜乐可以完全。
You know, whenever I preach on this subject, I'm aware that we have two different kinds of people in the room.
我每次谈到这个主题，我知道说，在场的会众有可以分成两种人。
We have the optimists.
一种是乐观的。
And they always see that the glass is half full.
看到半杯水的时候，都是看它是半满的状态。
And then we have the pessimists.
然后另外一半是悲观的人。
And the glass is always half empty.
总是看到那个杯子是半空的。
And don't misunderstand me.
请不要误解我的意思。
I'm not saying that Christianity turns you into some person who's not in touch with reality.
我不是说基督徒基督教的信仰会让你好像过着不食人间烟火的生活。
What I'm saying is that Christianity and the power of Christ living in your heart gives you the ability to always look at life from the perspective of the resurrection.
意思是说，当你的里面有耶稣的能力住在你里面，你就能够用正确的眼光来看这个世界。
And so, because of that, when Peter writes to the disciples in 1 Peter, he reminds them of this.
所以彼得在彼得前书里面就这样提醒他们。
In chapter 1, he says, though you have been distressed by these various trials that have come upon you for the testing of your faith.
他说，虽然你们经历了许多的试炼，叫你们的信心被试验。
Yet you rejoice with glorified, unspeakable joy.
可是你们心里面却能够有那说不出的大喜乐。
I came here today.
今天来到这里。
And I didn't have a lot of joy.
今天来的时候，心里面没有很多的喜乐。
I confess that sometimes I let things bother me.
我必须要承认，有时候让一些事情让我觉得很困扰。
I spent several hours trying to get my wife on the telephone because last night, she didn't have transportation to get to her hotel in Osaka, so I had no idea where she spent the night with the kids and all the luggage.
昨天晚上孩子跟师母都在日本过境过夜，那我一直想办法要联络上她，可是却联络不上，因为他们好像没有找不到交通工具可以载他们去旅馆。
And you're a lot like me.
那我想你们跟我也很像。
When bad things or difficult things happen, you sort of forget who you are.
困难发生的时候，我们很容易忘记自己是谁。
The glass becomes half empty.
只看到那个杯子是半空的状态。
And Jesus uses an imagery about the glass. He says, "I want your joy to be made full."
可是耶稣他就是他用的就像一个形容在杯子一样，他说他希望我们的喜乐是可以充满，是可以满意的。
The Son of God, the host of heaven, wants to come to the table of your heart and fill it.With His joy.
这个上帝的儿子他想要来到我们心中用他的喜乐来充满我们。
And it wasn't until we sang the song that talked about the wrongs that we've done and the wrongs done to us were nailed to the cross that at that moment I got my joy back.
后来是在今天唱诗歌的时候讲到说我们一切的罪过罪犯都在十字架上得到的救赎。我这时候我才觉得那个喜乐回来了。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your joy.
主啊，感谢你的喜乐。
We confess that often we let everything in the world depress us.
我们承认我们常常让很多的事情让我们觉得沮丧。
Lord, change us.
主啊，求你改变我们。
That this church and the people in it might reflect your joy to a lost world.
愿我们教会每一个人都能够把这个喜乐带给这个失丧的世界。
Fill the broken cups of our hearts.
求你啊，来充满我们心中那破碎的杯子。
Fill us with your love.
求你用你的爱来充满我们。
With your peace.
用你的平安来充满我们。
And most of all, with your joy.
还有你的喜乐。
We pray in Christ's name.
奉耶稣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We have a few minutes left, and so I'll give you an opportunity to ask some questions. If anybody has a question about today or your own Bible reading or your own life.
还有几分钟的时间可以给大家发问。如果你对今天的信息或对圣经或对你生活上有什么问题都可以提出来。沮丧跟忧虑、忧愁是不是罪、犯罪？
It depends.
要看情况。
There is a grief that is mentioned in the scripture which connects us with Jesus. Jesus is a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief.
我们圣经上有讲到说，耶稣是一个常经忧患、痛苦的人。
For example, in Romans 10, the very apostle that says in Philippians, rejoice always. Again, I would say rejoice, comes to Romans 10 and says, I have unceasing grief in my heart.
像这个保罗他在经上说在书信说你们要常常喜乐不住的喜乐可是他在罗马书十章却又讲到说我心里面有极大的痛苦。
Excuse me, that was chapter 9.
在罗马书九章
Verse 2, I have great sorrow and unceasing grief in my heart.
他九章二节他讲到说我是大有忧愁心里时常伤痛
Because the Jews don't know Christ.
因为犹太人不认基督
So, then in 2 Corinthians 1, Paul talks about how he was so depressed that he despaired even of life.
那在呀、
哥
林多前书保罗
后书
哥林多后书保罗甚至讲到说他因为绝望甚至觉得好像要死一样。
So, when someone dies or when something's happened or some things are just facts, for example, unbelievers, that can cause us to have a grief.
所以当我们失去亲爱的亲人的时候或者说一些非基督徒的作为可以让我们心里面感到忧愁。
So when does our being upset about that become a sin?
那到底忧愁到什么程度就变成一种罪呢
？It becomes a sin when you can't have the joy at the same time.
如果说在这样的情况下你没有办法有喜乐，那就是犯罪的地步了。
In 1 Thessalonians, some Christian had died.
在呀，帖撒罗尼迦前书讲到说，有些基督徒过世了。
And Paul admits we grieve.
保罗承认说我们很难过。
But we do not grieve as those who have no hope.
可是我们的难过不像那些没有盼望的人一样。
So depression becomes a sin when you forget the gospel, forget that God is in control, forget that He's working all things together for your good, if you believe in Him, and for His glory.
当你沮丧到没有办法看见神在做工，沮丧到没有办法看见神叫万事互相效力的时候，就是一个犯罪。
In other words,When the depression overtakes you so that that's the only thing you're experiencing, then that's wrong.
当沮丧彻底的掌控你的时候这就是错了。
The Bible says rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep.
圣经说我们要和喜乐的人同喜乐和爱哭的人同爱哭。
There is an appropriate time to cry.
所以有时候我们需要哭。
Ecclesiastes, there's a time to laugh and a time to cry.
传道书也讲啊，欢笑有时，哭泣有时。
So in that sense, you can say that there will be a time where the sadness and the grief and the sorrow and even the depression is part of our Christian experience as we live our lives in a fallen world.
我们住在这一个败坏的世界，我们基督徒确实会经历到一些痛苦，一些忧伤。
But there is this overcoming joy that Peter writes about that the believers experienced in 1 Peter that is more than the depression that seems to be the overriding characteristic of Christianity in the New Testament that I don't think is the overriding characteristic of Christians today.
那彼得在彼得前书一章讲到说我们在试炼中还是有大喜乐，我认为这个大喜乐是我们今天教会中看不见的。
And it's interesting, when I've gone to mainland China, I did this interview for a house church Christian who had recently been bothered by the government.
我最去中国大陆去访问那当地的家庭教会的传道人，然后他们这些传道人很多都是被公安骚扰过的。
And this lady evangelist and her husband had recently been arrested.
那我访问的这个姐妹跟她的先生最近才被逮捕过。
And everything in their house was taken away.
家里所有的东西都被没收了。
Now, if when you go back home today to your house, you find that everything in your apartment has been taken away for whatever reason, then will you still be happy?
如果你今天回家后发现你家里所有的东西都被偷走了，全部都清空了，你会快乐吗？
You see, a Christian should be able to say yes.
基督徒应该可以说我还是可以很喜乐。
And this lady, when I was doing this interview, she just kept on smiling. They came, they beat my husband, praise the Lord.
这个姐妹我访问她的时候她就说他们来抓了我的先生来打我先生，哇，赞美主。
They took everything out of our house and we have nothing inside of our house.
把我们家里所有的东西都拿走了，现在家里什么也没有。
And like, I couldn't believe this lady. I was wondering, are you for real?
那他就带着笑容在讲这些事情，我现在觉得很难相信，真的还假的？你怎么可以这么喜乐
？She was for real.
这是真的。
Really for real.
他是真的喜乐。
I was in mainland China a few weeks ago.
几个礼拜前我到大陆去。
I didn't come to Taiwan, but that's a whole long story. But I had to go from New York City to China for a few days.
我从纽约先飞到中国大陆去几天。
I'll tell you a short version of the story is that.A crook stole my language center. Stole it.
有一个
小偷，
小偷进来把我们那个园中心里面的东西给偷走了。
He registered it under his name and he stole it.
有一个人呢，他把我们那个园中心登记在他自己的名下，然后把里面的东西都偷走了。
Not just 里面的东西，我们所有的客户，所有的intellectual property, everything we've been developing over the last 3 years, he stole.
过去三年原中心所建立的所有有形无形的资产都被他偷走了。
He registered it in his name, and then he sold it to someone else for $120,000.
他把那个原中心登记在他名下，然后就卖给别人了。
So I lost, now listen to the words I'm about to say. I lost a $550,000 investment.$550,000 investment.
Wow, 结果我损失了$55,000哦。
So you can imagine I was struggling with joy and happiness.
可以想象我有没有办法很喜乐哦。
And if that's not bad enough, after I went to China to have to deal with all this stuff, I'm going back into Hong Kong.
然后还不止这样哦，我后来事情处理好到香港的时候。
And as I'm walking up the steps in the Lo Hu train station, some stupid thief comes up and steals my cell phone.
结果我在那个火车站的时候，竟然一个小偷偷走我的手机啊。
Okay, now, inside my cell phone is my life.
我这个手机里面的资料真的是我人生全部的资产哦。
It's not just a cell phone, it's a PDA.
这不只是一个手机，这是一个 PDA 手机哦。
It's not just a PDA, it's a computer.
这不只是一个 PDA 哦，这个是一部电脑哦。
It had four versions of the Bible in it.
有圣经四个版本的圣经。
New American Standard.
新美国版。
New International Version.
新国际版。
Chinese Version.
还有中文版。
Greek Version.
还有希腊版。
It has my really neat Chinese program in it.
还有一个很好很棒的一个中文的一个程式。
And it had a file in it that's called death instructions.
还有一个档案哦，叫做死亡说明。
What to do if I die? And that file is on every computer in my household.
那个是遗嘱哦，我家里每一台电脑都有这个档案。
The problem is that the person who has this file in their possession could steal everything that I have because all the passwords, all the bank accounts, all the 18 credit cards that I have and all the information for all that, is in that cell phone that was stolen.
在那个遗嘱里面有我所有的一些最重要的资料，信用卡还有金融卡，所有的什么密码都在里面。如果他打开看见了，他可以偷走我所有的东西。
And here's what made it even worse.
最糟的是呢。
I knew who did it.
我知道是谁偷的。
This is the second time that this has happened to me.
这已经是第二次发生在我身上。
The first time it happened, I called my cell phone using my second cell phone.
第一次发生的时候，我就用我的第二只手机去打到第一只手机。
And I called, and the stupid thief answered.
然后那个小偷就，我就打电话给这只手机，然后那个小偷就回。
And I said, Oh, I'm so happy I dropped my cell phone. You found it. How much can I pay you and get it back? Where can we meet?
所以他接起来以后，我就说，哇，我太高兴了，你找到我的手机，我要付你多少钱？你可以还给我。
So I paid $100 US. I got my cell phone back.
我就付了100块美金把我的手机拿回来了。
That was last year in January.
那是去年一月的时候。
Okay. Well, I tried the same thing again.
所以这次我又使出同样的招数。
I called my cell phone.
我又打电话给这只手机。
But the guy didn't speak standard Mandarin.
可是那一个人不会讲那个标准的普通话。
不是普通话，他讲的就是方言。He did not speak standard Mandarin, so after a while, he hung up.
所以呢就不通，因为他不是讲普通话，是讲方言，所以后来就他就挂掉了。
And I call Evie to tell her, you know, activate the death instructions, you know, this is what to do with all the money, the credit cards, you know, the whole shebang. You know what she says to me? You know what my wife says to me?
我就打电话给师母，叫她赶快把那些密码什么全部都冻结啊。结果你知道我师母怎么讲吗？
She says to me, you need to do everything you can to get that cell phone back.
他说：“你要想尽办法把你那只手机找回来。”
I'm like, as if I'm not doing everything.
我就想说，我难道不够尽力吗？
I called the guy on the phone. He hung up on me.
我已经打电话给他，他就挂掉了。
And in the midst of the million people that are going and coming to Hong Kong, I figured out who the three guys working together were who did this.
在那几百万人来来往往这个香港里面，我好不容易可以锁定目标，知道是哪三个人干的。
So I went up to the first guy.
我就去找第一个人。
And I just stood.
我就站在那里。
For about 10 minutes.
站了十分钟。
Looking at him.
一直看他。
Looking at his back pocket.
然后看他后面的口袋。
Just standing there.
然后就站在那边。
He's the guy who they give it to.
他们就是把赃物都交给他。
And then there was this young guy in his 20s standing on the footbridge, looking down. I knew that he was the actual one who actually took my cell phone from him.
另外一个二十几岁的年轻人站在那边，我知道是他偷的。
So I went up to him.
我就去找他。
I struck up a conversation.
我就跟他聊天。
He wouldn't look me in the eye.
他不敢看我。
So I started telling the story. I said, yeah, you know, today something happened to me. I was walking up the stairs and...Believe it or not, somebody stole my cell phone.
我就跟他聊天说，我今天在那边上楼的时候，有人偷了我的手机。
And then I looked at him and I said, "Who are you waiting for?"
我就问他说，你在等谁啊？
He said, "Oh, I'm just waiting for my friend."
他说我在等一个朋友。
Would not look at me in the eye.
他根本不敢看我的眼睛。
And I looked at him.
我就看着他。
I leaned over the footbridge.
我就 footbridge. What is footbridge?
So I leaned over the footbridge.And I looked in the eye and I said, let me tell you something.
我就跟他说,
you can steal my cell phone.
我说你可以偷我的手机,
but you can't steal my joy.
可是你偷不走我心里面的喜乐,
because my joy is in Jesus Christ alone.
因为我的喜乐是在耶稣基督里面。
And in the fact that God sent his son into the world to die for my sins, and nothing can take my joy away.
耶稣差遣他的儿子来为我死，来救赎我，所以这样的喜乐没有人能够夺走。
And I walked away.
然后我就走了。
Brothers and sisters, when you lose your biggest investment, and then your life is taken away in your cell phone. Does Jesus make a difference?
各位弟兄姐妹，当你失去你最重要的东西的时候，耶稣的喜乐在你心里面扮演多重要的角色呢？
So I hope I answered your question. Did I answer your question? Okay, sorry, I went on. I just had to tell that story about what happened. I have many stories. Wait till my next prayer letter. I haven't had a chance to write them up yet. Someone else have a question? We have time for another question because the lunch has not come yet.
No, it's here.
Oh, it's here. Oh, then I'll shut up. But I'll take what... I'm sorry, I was going on thinking that the lunch wasn't here yet. Okay, sorry. No wonder some of you were looking at me like, grabbing your stomach. I thought it was me only who was hungry. One last question?
最后一个问题。
I promise I won't go on so long.
不会讲那么久。
我答应你们我不会讲那么长的话。Anybody have a question? Anybody?
Can I?
Yes. Okay. Eric, then. No, you first. Ladies first.
It's a question Aaron's classmate asked him.
Okay.
He asked him, why is premarital sex bad? But he's not a believer and he doesn't believe there's a God.
Okay.
So how do you answer that kind of question to a non-believer?
所以 Aaron 有一个同学他说为什么为什么如果两个人
婚前性行为是
对、为什么在神的眼中这件事情是不好的不可以的 Well, when you come to the Bible, you see that sex is the greatest gift that God has given human beings.
圣经说上帝给人最、最美好的一个礼物就是性、
And in Genesis chapter 2, the reason why God has ordained sex is to join two people together for life. For this cause, a man shall leave his father and mother, shall cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.
创世纪二章讲到神设立性是因为他要让男女可以合一，借着男女的结合，二人要男人要离开父母，然后与妻子联合，二人结为一体。
The problem with premarital sex is that it doesn't allow you to experience all the blessings that God wants to go with sex.
那婚前性行为的问题就是让你没有办法完全去经历到神设立这个性当初的旨意那个完全的一个喜乐。
For example, there are three things that go with sex in Genesis and in the Bible.
比如说创世纪对这个性有讲到三点。
What I just mentioned in Genesis 2 is that two become one. Your lives come together.
第一点是二人要成为一体，两人的生命是结合的。
And the second, which is obvious, is the pleasure aspect.
第二点，这个性当然是要带给我们欢愉。
And so if you read through Song of Solomon, it's celebrating human love.
所以你看雅歌的话，它是在歌颂人间的爱。
But the third thing that goes with sex is having kids. Be fruitful and multiply.
那第三点性的一个目的是为了要生儿育女，要生养众多。
Premarital sex takes two of the three blessings and throws them away.
那这个婚前的性行为就会让你没有办法去享受其中讲的两种祝福。
Because you're not joining your life to someone in a committed relationship.To care for them and to nurture them and to have children and to bless this world through your children, you're not doing that. You're taking those two things, throwing them away, and focusing in on your pleasure and hedonism only.
因为你并没有跟另外对方是一个生命结合起来，没有办法生养众多，你没有办法体会这两种祝福。
So sex without commitment, is immoral.
所以没有承诺的性是不道德的。
So, that's what God gave us.
这是神所设立的。就提到说，这种性的结合不只是身体上的，你是一种身心灵的结合，你是在各方面的结合。所以就如果没有一个婚姻做承诺的话，你。整个精神会受到心理会受到很大的影响跟甚至是错乱提到他大学时候他们 附近有一个女子学院，那学校的男生常常会去那边跟那里的女孩子上床，然后造对他们在心理上造成很大的一个影响危害。
And your question. Was it similar? Oh, okay. After that question, you don't want to... Oh, okay, he's hungry. Okay, all right. Let's pray.
我们起来祷告。
Thank you, Lord, we can be together.
主啊，感谢你，我们可以聚在一起。
And may your grace...
愿你的恩惠。
And your love...
你的慈爱。
And your joy...
还有你的喜乐。
Fill everyone in this place today.
可以充满在座每一个人心里面。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.